Welcome to your new favorite podcast, Count It Down. We're your hosts, Josh and Ryan. Choose a topic and count down their favorite picks until they reach number one. You're sure to be entertained and triggered as each pick is revealed. Here we go. We're counting it down in 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody?
To another month of Count It Down. I'm your host, Josh.
This is my co-host, Ryan.
What's up, fam?
Today, we're coming at you drafting our most hated movie characters of all time.
Yeah, when you see this movie character on the screen, you're just like,
the worst. I want to stab him.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a guy?
Sure it doesn't. I call everybody guy, though. Probably not the best thing. I should work on that.
I'm going to let you go first.
I will go my first pick off the board for sure, Rose from Titanic. Dude, she made Leonardo DiCaprio like fall in love with her, and then she had plenty of room on that piece of wood, and she was like, nah, bro, you can just die. And then, not to mention that, her family could have been set, we're talking forever, and she just dumped the necklace at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, so my theory is that she's like some serial killer. She was dumping evidence.
I think that she is just a selfish hag.
She's like, oh, there's room on this board, on this door.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him. I'm going to watch him suffer. He'll sink to the end.
No, she's a terrible person.
She probably knew what she was doing. Dumped the evidence the last thing before they found it and didn't want her to get busted. I don't trust her.
Yeah, she's awful. Jack should have never saved her when she does the whole falling off the boat.
But not the worst character of all time.
Maybe not for you. I hate her. When she's on TV, I hate her. Everything about her, every time I see her, I'm like, I love you, Kate Winslet, but I hate Rose. It's awful.
And my guess.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. My number one pick coming off the board is going to be Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I hate his guts.
Oh, really, dude?
I hate his guts so bad.
There are other characters on that show. I guess, yeah, he's a fuck.
Every time I see him, I want to just stab his eyes out.
Okay. Second pick?
With my second pick off the board, I got to take it before you steal it. If you don't hate him, you know you should hate him. I only didn't pick him number one because everybody expected me to pick him number one.
Yeah, you hate old people, dog.
That's not true.
That's for it, dude.
No?
Yeah, he is very against people.
It's that
above 65.
Top-notch, one and only dirtbag piece of shit.
Dude, he...
Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe was sick, bro.
Grandpa Joe. Grandpa Joe.
He was sick.
He's
Grandpa
alive.
Joe was sick, dude.
I feel like he was one of those, like, disability fraud dudes.
In case people don't understand... Can you just give him just a quick summary?
Of why I hate him?
Yeah, like really get to your core of why you just
listen,
hate
this
him.
Dude laid in bed for years while his daughter slaved away for the whole family and struggled. Like they're dirt poor. And the minute that Charlie gets a ticket,
yeah,
a one-way lottery ticket basically to just greatness and joy, this motherfucker jumps out of bed.
God is working through him, man. It's just
with
his
joy, like his legs have not atrophied. You know, he was waking up. Well, I tell people this. And he was like eating all the good stuff out of the cabinet
if
in the middle of the night. His legs were strong. He kept moving. He's a lion sack of crap. And then when he gets to the factory, what does he do? Convinces Charlie to break the rules and tries to screw Charlie's future.
This I think he was right about the snacks, because if you think about it in Wonka, he's like, Grandpa Joe, here, have some chocolate. And he's like, oh, I'm okay, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm full. I'm full, Charlie. I ate all the snacks in the cupboard.
From you going to get the newspapers, bro.
Yeah.
Just stole your money.
Yeah. I've been stealing rations from your other grandparents while they sleep. He's a terrible dude.
Can we just talk about this for a second, too? How fucking weird, dude. Just four fucking old humans just laying in a bed together, just... hang it out.
Well, I mean, God bless Charlie's mom.
Gotta be a good day. You probably laugh all the time, right?
He probably laughs at them.
100%.
He probably sits there and says,
yeah, he's
suckers.
Like, I can shit in the toilet. You guys can't even get up.
Yeah. That's probably what he says.
He probably just lays there.
Would you like
Waits until they fall asleep, adds extra drugs to their IVs and shit. Yeah. They're all piece of trash.
Would you like my number two?
Yeah, go ahead.
My second pick off the board, for sure. Charlie from the Santa Claus, that little kid. What a fuckwad.
I don't think you understand how this game works.
No, this is true. This is like, I see him on, I went with my feelings. I see him on there and I'm like, oh, I fucking hate
this. This isn't supposed to be your list. It's supposed to be everybody's.
And if they hear my shit, they're going to agree with me.
No, Charlie's fine.
I've told like four people. And then after I tell them, they're like, oh, he does suck.
He's a kid.
This dude is, his dad just said, hey, why don't we keep it on the low that I'm Santa Claus? And he's like, for sure, dad. And then he goes and he's like, don't worry, dad. I told the judge everything. You're a snitch. And you're a bitch, too. He automatically, his dad becomes Santa Claus, so he sets up all the chairs in his room. And he's acting like he's Santa. He's waiting to kill his dad, bro. He's just waiting to become Santa. He wanted to kill his old man. He's a murderer.
You were just like him when you were a kid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, bro,
you were just like him when dad would or mom would take us out. And you're like, they'd be like, hey... You're like, do they have any chocolate milk? And they're like, nope, we're all out. And you're like, plain milk's fine.
Not true. I wouldn't have drank the plain milk.
He's too much for me, dude. Like, he whines all the time. His dad was gone less than 30 seconds at the end of the movie. And he rings the freaking snow globe and is like, oh, come back. I missed you. Shut the fuck up, dude. Your dad's Santa. He's got shit to do. What the fuck are you doing?
That's so fucking rude.
Santa wants to see his dad.
There are kids all over the world. Go look at a picture, bitch.
Wow. Dude missed his dad.
I can't. It was 5 minutes, dude. Too much.
Dude, wow.
And then what happens? He tells Neil, like, he has Neil on the other side of him, and he's telling that Santa's not real. He should have went with Neil the whole time, dude.
And Neil was...
Neil comes around, dude. A weenie whistle. You don't like Neil? Whistle.
Neil wanted... I was going to bring that up. Neil wanted the weenie whistle.
Yeah, dude.
I call everybody a weenie whistle because of Neil.
He says the
stupid sweater.
He says to his wife, Neil. He says, Laura, they're bringing us into their delusions. Look at the...
I can't stand Neil. I just want
so much.
Neil should be on most hated. Like, I want to punch Neil in the face.
This is what I'm saying. How is he not on your list?
He's not.
For number three, I got Woody from Toy Story.
You hate Woody?
Oh, I fucking hate Woody. I think he's a piece
of
shit.
Did you hate Woody before number four?
I hated Woody from one. I've been with Buzz through and through, dog. I won't.
But Buzz is with Woody.
Buzz, not in the first one, not till the end.
Is this why you made me?
Yeah, I would never be Woody, dude.
Are you saying I'm a piece of shit?
No.
Is that what you were doing the whole time?
Can you think about this, though? Do you want to be best friends with somebody that tried to murder you? He tried to kill Woody because he got jealous.
He did. But it's Disney, you know.
No.
You can reform in Disney.
No way. You can't reform that, dude. Tom Hanks, though, he's the man. Best.
I can't believe you made me be Woody in that caricature.
I still have it up in the bar, dude.
Yeah, now knowing that you hate Woody, like, that means you're like, oh, look at my brother.
No,
piece of shit.
No, this is what I'm saying.
Don't try to bring it back.
I think Woody and Buzz as a team are fantastic. But Woody, you're not like Woody. Woody doesn't care about anybody himself. He's the most selfish character ever created in Disney history. Besides villains. I'm saying that's supposed to be
anybody on Toy Story. I'd probably be Buzz.
Buzz is the best.
I mean, Buzz is cool.
If not,
he's pretty stupid, though. Right, but he's cool. A little stupid.
Would you be...
Thinks he can fly.
Would you be Rex?
Fucking love Rex.
You love Rex. That's your guy. I'm a nervous Rex.
I had that t-shirt.
I know.
I'm a nervous Rex.
I still got that shirt that says, I'm a Spud Muffin with Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. Remember when Mr. Potato Head made fun of me and I didn't know he was actually talking
to me? Disney, yeah, what a dick. Oh, yeah.
It was that animated where they actually have like cameras and they're talking to you.
Yeah, that was wild.
Talking to me, I didn't know. Yeah. All right, my number three.
Hit me with it.
There's a couple I want to go with, but I don't want you to take them. I'm going to go with Umbridge from Harry Potter, Professor.
I knew that'd be on your list for sure. I just didn't know where.
The thing about her... She's a hated movie character, but God, she's really hated in the books. Like, I really can't stand her from the books, but even in the movies.
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. As an actress, though, she is on the latest I think the past two, maybe three seasons of The Crown.
Crown, I heard she was.
She's good. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, she obviously did a good job there. She pissed me off so much.
Yeah. Tell people why you hate her and what's different.
I mean, I don't want to.
What makes her worse? It's okay. If you haven't read Harry Potter, that was almost 15 years ago. So.
That's true, I guess. That is true.
What makes her so much worse in the book than the movie?
It's just more in depth. There's more instances, more like constant. She's just. Nice. Everything you like in Harry Potter, there's a lot of like sadness around Harry's character, and yes, there's negativity, and everything that makes you love it are the little good things that happens, like when he gets to go to Hogwarts and has a people that he fits in with.
Yeah,
she takes away and ruins all of that joy.
Yeah,
like know Voldemort's a piece of crap over here, right? Like he's like a terrible dude.
This is just that.
But this
that
is like.
That's an everyday occurrence. It's got to be so draining, I guess, is what I was going to say.
Yeah, and in the beginning, you hated the Dursleys. They were terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible people. They took everything from him.
I almost had that little kid on here, but I didn't put him on here. His cousin.
Yeah, he turns out all right.
How many presents do I get this year?
36, but last year I had 37.
What a fuck, dude.
But
you need to get one of those as a Slim Fast, dude. You know what I'm saying?
It's a bit unnecessary.
Sorry, I just hate the character. Yeah, that was nice. That wasn't nice.
So. But yeah, then he gets joy and it gets taken away by Umbridge, and she just chooses not to believe him. And she's just a wench. All right. My next one's going to be this is tough. I don't remember exactly how to pronounce it, but Amon Gaith from Schindler's List.
Really?
Arch bad guy in Schindler's List.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I should know how to pronounce his name, but I don't.
Yeah,
he's an awful human being.
Yeah, he's terrible.
So just
not much you have to say. If you haven't seen Schindler's List, just grab some tissues.
Watch it one time, you'll never watch it again.
Grab some tissues and hang out.
Yeah. So I had to put him on here.
Number four, I have Santonio, however you want to say the last name, D'Antonio. From John Wick 2, the bad guy from John Wick 2 that blows his house up. He's a bad dude. He killed his own sister to get a spot at the table. Like, would you take me out?
Yeah, probably would.
Whoa.
Probably not a problem with it.
And then, at the end, he's in the Continental just minding his own. And John Wick walks in and he's like, John, have you seen the menu here? He's like, you can eat for days and nothing, and you'll never eat the same meal twice. He's eating those French fries and he's like, duck fat fries. And then John Wick just blows him the fuck away. I've seen that movie at least 50 times and every time it shocks me. John Wick just shoots him right in the head, dude, right in the middle of the Continental, like mid sentence, just blows him away.
Yeah, you're not supposed to shoot the Continental.
And Wick is like, Jonathan, take it easy. Then he just drops him. Right. Mid French fry. French fry, dog. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so then my other one.
What is your fifth?
Oh, fucking Drago from Rocky IV and going for other ones too.
Gotta be.
He killed Carl Weathers, but it's so what? A masterpiece?
Yeah.
One of the greatest things ever created? Yeah. He killed Apollo, bro, and then he says, if he dies, he dies. You're a dick, bro.
But that's like
you went out to like kill that dude. That's terrible. And he roids all the time. And then in Creed 2, he uses his son to try to get back with his wife, Bridget Nelson, in the movies. And she never even wanted anything to do with him. She's like, you're trash now. He uses his son to try to get back with his wife, and his wife wants nothing to do with him.
I mean, yeah.
And then you go in.
That's probably a good pick.
And then, this is the worst part. In the first, or in Creed 2, he has the balls to walk into Rocky's restaurant.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, nice pictures on the wall. And these are like pictures of Apollo and shit. Like, he's a dick, bro. He's just a...
It's not your favorite.
It's okay, dude. Rocky gets him back in 4, dude. If you haven't seen Rocky 4, please watch Rocky 4.
Rocky 4?
The best of all of them. You hate all Rocky, right, though. Is that your number 5?
I'm on to number 5.
Is that who you picked, Rocky?
No.
You hate Rocky. By the way,
Rocky.
People in Philly, he hates Rocky, dude. If you see this guy on the streets, he's a Rocky.
I'm going to go take my picture next to the statue and up the stairs.
Are you going to climb the stairs?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Get it.
Yeah. It's still iconic. I don't hate Rocky. I hate on Rocky, but it's not the worst movie ever. I just think it's overrated.
Think about it this way for one second, and then I'll quit film nerding out. Sylvester Stallone is the only person I can think of where he was like, I could sell this to you and make a shit ton of money, but I'm good enough that I'm going to write it and direct it and then dominate the Oscars that year. And he was a nobody before this. It was his first film.
I guess.
Wow, dude. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, what's your number five?
I'm having a hard time picking. I'm down to two.
Okay. Let's talk about them.
Between the two that I'm down to?
Yeah, let's just go fourth wall here. Let's let people in.
Okay, I've made my choice, just so we know. Okay. I don't want anybody to think I'm influenced. I'm going to tell you I've picked the non-animated character. That's just to make this easy.
Okay.
I'm down to a non-animated and an animated. The animated is Scar from The Lion King.
Yeah, he's a
real Scar just so much. Like what he does to Simba.
Kills his own brother.
Then
he wants to do his brother's wife at one point. He's
right.
Creep, dog.
He's such, in every way, a piece of shit. There's a theory that goes around that he ate Mufasa.
Oh, yes. I've heard this theory. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
He doesn't care.
But I didn't pick him.
Okay. Right. So I do want non-animated.
I did. Colonel Tabington from The Patriot.
I totally forgot. Yeah, that was
Jason Isaacs.
Drago's off for me. I'll put him at five.
You can't have him, no.
Oh, yeah, it's a pick, yeah. Great pick, dog. Nobody likes that dude.
Jason Isaacs is one of the greatest things to come to villains in cinema.
Do you know what people say, though? In real life, he's lovely.
Like the nicest dude.
Yeah.
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 But I hated him as Lucius Malfoy. He was great in that. Harry Potter. And I hate him as Tabington in Patriot. Patriot's one of my favorite movies. When he kills the young boy.
The kid from Everwood, yeah.
From the minute on, you're like, this bitch has to die. Like,
this dude.
He needs to die.
See, that's not, like, I wanted him to die, but then when he burns the church down with people in it.
Aim small, miss small. Just put one in him.
Yeah, dude. That movie rules.
It's so good. It's top five for me. Enraging. I'm thinking about his character right now. I'm just shit. His girlfriend, the young boarding. Oh my.
Think about that dream scenario though that we talked about at lunch yesterday. At one point it was supposed to be originally Harrison Ford. He would have made a sick Patriot, bro. Mel Gibson owns the role, but Harrison Ford is not a bad
one.
Could have been pretty good. I did think of one more. Can I just bring it up?
Okay.
The teacher from Matilda.
You're talking about Miss Trunchbull.
I could not remember her name. I'll
never forget her.
Yeah, dude.
I thought
hated
the old Trunchbull when she made Gus eat the cake.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Terrible human being.
And the chokey? What's the chokey?
Like, she's a person that has like 30 cats, dude. Like, she just lives in her.
Evil. Yeah.
Yeah. She just lives in her sadness, bro. She's just angry at the world.
I was surprised you didn't pick the warden from Shawshank.
I don't hate that dude at the end of the day because originally.
Or the dude who's really hated is the one bad dude from The Green Mile, the little weasel.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those dudes who like, you're like, you're going to get yours, dog. Yeah. I'm not worried about it, bro. It's coming.
If there's hell, you're going. Like,
yeah.
That's what people say.
There are certain movie characters when you see things, or TV, I guess, too, where you watch a character and you're like, that's it. From then on, you know they're dead. It's wrapped.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes where at the end, I'm just like, yeah, you're going to get yours, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
I don't know. I really don't think I've hated a character more than Joffrey, though, from Game of Thrones. Like, everything he did. Like, the actor is so good. I just so angry.
He quit after Thrones, though.
Doesn't he do Broadway or something now?
I think he's like a normal dude. I could be wrong. Maybe. Yeah, he's
fucking talented. I was so angry during that
Thrones
show.
Fans take that. See, I don't hate him. I would change my movie list now, too. I wouldn't change it now, but the Battle of the Bastards, dude, the guy that controls, Reek.
He calls him Reek, dude.
From John Wick 1 also, dude. Yeah. He is a bad dude.
So terrible.
Imagine if it's Battle of the Bastards.
That's how
you
talked to him. It's so creepy funny.
Imagine if it's Battle of the Bastards, though, bro, and you're Jon Snow in this situation, and I'm running to you to get away, and then right when I get to you, dude, he just puts an arrow right through my heart, and it's over. You would freak out, dog. You would freak out. He's a bad dude.
He is. What was his name? I looked up some lists beforehand just to make sure I wasn't missing anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody ranked Joffrey worse than him. Like, you hated him. But I think, you know why? I think because you learned to hate Joffrey so much in the first however many episodes, seasons, that by the time you got to him,
yeah,
it wasn't as shocking. Probably more of a psychopath and maybe worse.
It is wild, though. It's like, yeah, Greyjoy used to be here, but now I'm Reek. And you're like,
Reek.
What's your name? What the fuck?
What's your name? Reek.
Oh, it's just wild, dude. It's
so much psychological torture, yes, along with physical. It's messed up. Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
I agree.
I thought you might have Goofy's best friend, Pete. I thought you don't like
Pete. Can't hate on Pete.
Oh, I thought you don't like him. My bad.
Pete's kind of funny.
He is.
All right. So do you got a movie recommendation?
Yeah. What have I seen recently that I was like, that was good? Well, the Oscars are coming up in 2 weeks, and it looks like right now Oppenheimer is going to dominate. So if you haven't seen Oppenheimer, check out Oppenheimer.
I got to watch
the Oscars in 2 weeks because it's going to make a pretty big statement. So yeah, go see Oppenheimer if you haven't seen it or read it.
Book recommendation for me, I would say The Silent Patient. It's one of my favorite books that's come out in the last couple of years.
I bought that on Audible. I have not listened to it.
I don't know why you haven't listened to it yet. It's so good.
ADD, bro.
So good.
Go in increments.
You got any jokes for us?
I'm in a very zen mood. You took me to this wonderful banking experience with coffee, and now I'm just chill.
You were supposed to bring the joke.
I know.
All right.
Let me think. Give me 2 seconds. I'll think of a good one. A boy fell into a mud puddle. That's a dirty joke, people.
Terrible.
Uncle Greg, we got you. So for next month's episode, we have Worst Ways to Die.
Yeah, Worst Ways to Die.
Which I've been thinking about that. There's a lot of ways you could go, bro, that are awful.
You can't even look up lists for this.
No, it has to be just right from you. Just
like, are you going to try to get really like specific with it?
I think it's just going to be more like scenario situation for me. I'm not going to go like,
it's not going to be like you died from suffocating.
I died from suffocating at a
heart.
Right. Or like, imagine if you got trampled to death in a ball pit, or if you got eaten alive by an anaconda, like in Jackass when the ball pit's in there.
That's really gross.
You just freaked out a little bit.
I don't like snakes.
Oh, no, dude. We're not even in the episode yet. Okay.
Not good.
Here comes the Eeyore, bro.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Until next week. Peace.
Next month. Peace.
Shit. Peace.